This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United Nations Chief Weapons Inspector, Hans Blix, briefs the UN Security Council today on his arrangements for returning weapons inspectors to Iraq. After 2 days of talks this week in Vienna, Blix and Iraqi officials announced that an advance team of inspectors is likely to go to Baghdad in 2 weeks, but the United States is demanding a delay. Washington says the inspectors must wait for a new UN Security Council resolution authorizing more invasive inspections, backed up by the threat of force rather than the terms allowed under the current mandate. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Hans Blix told reporters on Tuesday that Iraq has agreed to allow inspectors to return for the first time in 4 years, but only under existing UN Security Council resolutions. Blix said the inspectors would be allowed unconditional access to all sites except presidential compounds. Those would require special arrangements. The U.S. objected so strongly to the news that Secretary of State Colin Powell held a press conference on short notice, just before the evening news, to demand a delay. The old inspections regime, Powell said, did not work. President Bush weighed in on that same subject yesterday.
We know the methods of this regime. They buy time with hollow promises. They move incriminating evidence to stay ahead of inspectors. They concede just enough to escape punishment, and then violate every pledge when the attention of the world is turned away.
The U.S., with support from Britain, is seeking a new resolution that would make all sites within Iraq open to inspectors without conditions, including the 8 compounds of Iraq's President Saddam Hussein. State Department spokesman Philip Reeker says the U.S. suspects Saddam is hiding weapons programs in the vast compounds that Iraq calls presidential palaces.
We're not talking Sleeping Beauty here. We're talking massive structures, gigantic facilities, extremely well guarded. What's he hiding?
Mark Gwozdecki, a spokesman for the International Atomic Energy Agency, which helped negotiate the return of weapons inspectors, says the only limitation that would be placed on the inspectors under the new agreement with Iraq is immediacy of access to the presidential compounds.
The arrangements stipulate that the inspectors should be escorted by a group of diplomats, and the convening of these diplomats invariably means some form of delay. And so, unlike other inspected sites, the access wouldn't be immediate.
That does not satisfy the United States. A senior State Department official warns that the U.S. will try to thwart any return of weapons inspectors to Iraq without a new Security Council resolution. The U.S. is still trying to convince 3 pivotal members of the Council to support the resolution: Russia, France, and China. All 3 oppose the immediate threat of force for noncompliance, and all have veto authority. Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov previously had said a new resolution was unnecessary, but he told reporters yesterday in Moscow Russia will make an assessment of that issue after hearing today's report from Hans Blix. If additional decisions are necessary for the efficient work of the inspectors, Ivanov said, we, of course, are ready to consider them. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.